gosh, that is the perfect way to open the show as the stock markets are just surging right now. I wonder if that has anything to do with President Trump going to Davos and saying that America's back and open for business. Wow. And then look at what's going on with the Dow. Here's what you can expect, folks, from the stock market. I think even next week, the NASDAQ will hit 8,000, the Dow will hit 28,000, and the S&P will hit 3,000. All records, I predict, will be set next week. Now, in the midst of this great American recovery, this great American revolution, the Great Awakening, the Third Great Awakening, you have all this going on. Social media is censoring it like never before. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the like is doing everything they can to try to curtail the Great Awakening and to try to curtail the next American Revolution. We have to stay true to this, even though social media is trying to shut it down. Imagine the powers that be at these major social media companies trying to stop an American Revolution and stop a Great Awakening. That's what's going on. Here's our own Matt Weber with the report.
Facebook has announced major changes in how the social network will be spreading news. In a blog post on January 19th, Facebook revealed their plan to alter the algorithm that pushes news content throughout the platform. The mandate is set to prioritize news based on trustworthiness. Content is graded based on surveys consisting of two questions provided to Facebook users: whether they recognize the source and how likely they are to trust the content. On the surface, this may seem like an effective way to sort out clickbait. However, the merit of trustworthiness is much more complex, and the simple set of questions leaves the system open for abuse. Chris Tolles writes, "To people who actually share news, news is a weapon. It's not to inform, it's to injure. It's a social justice identitarian, a person with an axe to grind, or it's a journalist. They're not sharing news to inform, they're trying to convince you of something. It comes with a point of view. And if there are ways to artificially bolster the prominence of those views, zealots will pursue them. It has been argued that the questionnaire is closer in nature to a brand awareness survey, and it does not seek to validate factors that contribute to the credibility of information. Additionally, the survey is subject to personal bias that could be utilized in pursuit of an agenda." Facebook has been caught time and time again exhibiting a liberal bias through the targeted suppression of conservative content, and is now seeking to place the blame on the community. By claiming that users rank the news, Facebook is manufacturing a basis to deflect accusations of censorship. As it stands, their proposed policy could conceivably give established news sources a decisive advantage against new, small, and independent outlets by prioritizing sources that benefit from brand recognition. This has already been demonstrated in an isolated experiment Facebook conducted in 6 countries last year. In this beta rollout, instead of pushing news content to users in their feeds, they require users to seek it out for themselves in a separate area of the site. The result was that news sources in those countries saw a dramatic decline in traffic. Rupert Murdoch's solution of asking platforms to pay trusted content producers would both stifle independent outlets and prop up big mainstream institutions that are unable to remain profitable in the current landscape of the digital age. In doing so, they would ultimately be reining in the trend of diverse content aggregation by limiting what people share as news, therefore re-strengthening the agenda-setting model. For more reports like these, visit Infowars.com.
So there you go, folks. Now, I have to tell you that we have experienced this firsthand, where not only do we have people in our audience that share videos on Facebook or Twitter and then get a message saying, sorry, can't share that, or then get shut down or suspended. Again, we had a video that was on the Alex Jones Show. It was on Drudge Report for more than 24 hours, and it was on the Savage Nation, three of the most powerful centralized points of audience in the conservative movement, and it never even hit 100,000 on YouTube. That is blatant sabotage. They are censoring Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube unlike anything ever before, because they want to stop you from having your American Revolution. They want to stop you from having prosperity and the truth about Donald Trump from getting out.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is the War Room.
Yes. Welcome into the War Room. Today, we will be discussing how the deep state is collapsing and how the deep state FBIers and DOJers and everybody from the Obama administration are cornered like rats. That's right. And our little friend Hillary Clinton seems to be the spider weaving the web every time. Thank you, Hillary. Go ahead and put Hillary down. There we go. All right. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host. Oh, my God. Holy, oh, shoo. Sorry, it freaked me out for a second there. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Friday, January 26th, 2018. Plenty of news to cover, and I'm just going to go right out of the gates with this. This week has been insane. This last weekend was insane, but I don't think it's going to hold a candle as to what we're going to have next week. I expect next week we get release the memo. And then I expect Donald Trump's first State of the Union address to be the most epic speech possibly in the history of mankind, especially if it comes after the memo is released. And maybe that's the time where we get that 40% of the information from behind the scenes that QAnon has been alluding to. So we've got that to cover. We've got a new Forbes statistics that has the world's most overcrowded prison systems. Guess who number one is? Haiti. Number three, El Salvador. I'm sure that's not because those countries are holes, though. We've got more news as the stock markets are surging right now. Actually, literally a huge surge right as we went on air. It went from about 140 points, the Dow up over 220 points now, closing in on a 1% gain today as the markets will be closing here in just under an hour. All kinds of crazy news from the left, just freaking out, no idea what they're doing, as well as certain developments going on with the Trump administration right now. We're going to have all of that for you. But first, you know, oh, yeah. And by the way, Milo Yiannopoulos joins us in studio. That's going to be great. Roger Stone, obviously, coming on in the second hour. Tyler Nixon will be in studio with us as well. And then we're going to have a segment with Paul Nehlen and Kevin Kavanaugh, a couple Republicans, Trump candidates running for office in 2018 that have pretty much been getting the shaft from the GOP. So we'll break all that down. But first, I wanted to get Harrison on air with me to talk about a Chelsea Manning story. And in fact, as in typical fashion, okay, you hold on to that because I'll just lose it over here. So you were at the Night for Freedom with me.
Right.
And, you know, we obviously came in together and we were like, hey, is that Chelsea Manning? And it was like, oh yeah, that is Chelsea Manning. And we didn't think much of it. We weren't like, oh my gosh, let's get her. Let's get her on camera. Oh, let's make her look bad. It was like, oh, interesting. You know, that's cool. You know, whatever. She's here. No problem. And then she claims she crashes the party. She calls us white supremacists. And then we shot a video that night that was like, kind of scratching our heads like, what really happened here with Chelsea Manning? Was Chelsea Manning right. Sent in by the deep state? Did she dox the event? And then you read this story that actually quotes her from the Daily Beast that kind of says everything we thought that night was true.
Right. Well, and the question was, who leaked this to Antifa? Because Antifa showed up at this event, Night for Freedom, which was a private event, right? This wasn't like a public rally where we were out there chanting and protesting and signs, and they were a counter protest and violence started that way, right? This was a private event. It was supposed to be kind of a secret event. It was supposed to be only people who were invited or only people who had tickets were allowed.
And we didn't even know about the venue till about 24 hours out because they kept changing it.
Right. They kept changing it. There were shenanigans being pulled with the venue. And so they finally got sort of a last minute venue and it was very secret. And yet somehow this crowd of 50, I mean, just, it was like a literal zombie horde. We were just on the other side of a chain link fence and they're clawing at the fence and pointing at me and
it's like the Women's March was like level 3 or 4 Nazi zombies. This was like level 20 Nazi zombies, like sprinting, raging, frothing.
And we'd spent all day at the Women's March and that was enough. And then we get
that
to this
was more
event.
Than enough.
We show up to this event. We're dressed to the nines. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to talk to some people, you know, meet a lot of people that, you know, for me personally, I've never met them. I've watched all their videos. It was just an exciting kind of, you know, meet the stars, shake their hands, hear some speeches. It's supposed to be really fun. And instead, there's a zombie horde waiting for us just outside. And so the question was, who told them? Because obviously, only the people who were involved in the organization or only the people invited to the event knew where it was. So obviously, somebody had to have leaked to Antifa.
Yeah, there's the zombie horde.
The literal zombie horde. I mean, it was just, that was kind of freaky. I mean, we probably could have stayed and shot a long video there, but at that point it was just
security wanted us to leave at that point too.
And it was just like, let's just go inside and have a good time and leave the monsters
but
outside.
So our theory was that, oh, okay, here's Chelsea Manning. She obviously is an operative against us now. I wonder if it was her that leaked it. And then our theory got proven correct when you read this story.
Well, yeah, pretty much exactly correct. I mean, literally she's quoted in here as saying she wasn't necessarily planning on making a scene inside before joining the anti-fascist protest assembling outside. And she says, quote,
which means she knew they were going to be there.
Exactly. And she says she forced a smile and quipped back, "I'm here with my friends outside." You know, in parentheses, the protesters.
Right.
So I mean,
the rabid Antifa.
Yeah, from her mouth she says, you know, I'm here with the protesters who are outside. So that was like a hunch that we had. It was like, all right, you know, who could have leaked? Who has motivation to leak? Well, Chelsea Manning apparently crashed it. And the way you described the party was exactly how it was. We were just hanging out and somebody goes, oh yeah, do you know Chelsea Manning's here? We're like, oh really? Yeah, she's right there. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then we just kept going. I mean, it was like, yeah, that was literally it. And I saw her at that point. She was sitting there drinking and a couple people were around her and she didn't necessarily look like she was having a good time, but she was just sort of...
But she certainly wasn't having a bad time, wasn't being treated rudely.
No, just hanging out.
And the headline for that story on Daily Beast was, "I'm a spy, not a racist." Of course, she gets in contact with Mike Cernovich and says the same thing, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And so there it is. So she admits she's a spy. She basically admits she's an Obama puppet. And I guess she thinks this is some sort of cause celeb for him, her now, or whatever the deal is.
Right.
But it really confirms what we believe, that she doxed the event. And then as you were saying, now all of a sudden you have to say, if that's true, if you're admitting that you were with those people and you let them know you were there, there was a man that had to be sent to the hospital that night. There was a man that could have lost his life that night. Well, when are you going to take responsibility for that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And this was something that like I've worked here for about a year and we've gone out and done protests. I've never felt in that much danger. I mean, this weekend, you know, I was the camera person who got
had to
who got,
calm you down a couple of times.
Yeah, you had to calm. Yeah, it was strange. You being the calming force is not something people.
You may have actually decked that guy if I wasn't like Harrison. not the time.
Well, yeah, at a certain point, but that was kind of like, but still, even that was just like, okay, that was weird.
Yeah, but there's like a shock effect where you have to like, what just happened?
And you're still, and we know there's a certain risk that we take going to these events. We know we are literally surrounded by a million people
that hate us,
that really hate us and say that and threaten us and say that type of stuff. And so going there, you know, you're sort of on your toes. You sort of are aware that something like that might happen. But then going to this event, this was a private event. This was just people getting together to hear people express views that they already agree with. It was for people
just
who paid tickets.
Like-minded people.
Or were invited. Exactly. And so the idea that like I could have gotten like stabbed for going to that event, that was really an eye-opening thing for me, going, this is more intense than I ever realized it was. This isn't about two conflicting protests meeting each other and violence happening because of the friction. This was about people going to shut down other people's free speech
and
with violence. Yeah. And the original report said that the guy who went to the hospital died. I guess, you know, luckily he didn't, but obviously he could have. Obviously the injuries were severe enough to send him to the hospital.
And who knows? Maybe that'll be the case next time. I mean, that's the sad part about this. And so, again, we just go out there and cover this stuff. And it's sad that you have to feel like you're putting yourself in a compromising situation where somebody obviously spit on you. And it's even more scary when the police do nothing, which I know you're working on a video. We won't lead too much into that. But basically, the New York Police Department is guilty of dereliction of duty at the very least. And I will say this. If Chelsea Manning is a spy who was sent to A Night for Freedom to spy on us, boy, she must be a really bad spy, or we must be the greatest people on earth. Because how much audio or video or anything did she get from inside the event of us harassing her, insulting her, or being racist? Zero. Zero. Zero.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experience less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, Chuck Schumer is such a piece of work, but it's so beautiful to watch President Trump be working him over like a rag doll. So Chuck Schumer tweets this out. While Donald Trump finally acknowledged that the Dreamers should be allowed to stay here and become citizens, he uses them as a tool. This is where it just gets so absurd. You just have to look at Chuck Schumer and say, you are the dirtiest rat. You are just a dirty, heaving, stinking rat. He says he uses Dreamers as a tool to tear apart our legal immigration system and adopt the wish list that anti-immigration hardliners have advocated for years. Chuck Schumer, you son of a... Chuck, I'm going to try my best not to yell right now because I've decided I'm going to yell less to try to conserve my voice here. Pull the tweet back up. Listen to this. Chuck Schumer says Donald Trump uses Dreamers as a tool to tear apart our legal immigration system. Do you understand that that's exactly what Chuck Schumer is doing? Pull up a picture of the dirty rat Chuck Schumer. In fact, I think someone on the War Room memes tweeted a dirty rat Chuck Schumer meme. Pull up, see if you can find the dirty rat Chuck Schumer meme. I mean, can you believe the nerve of this guy? Unbelievable. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats do everything they possibly can to undermine the legal immigration system. They lie about the age of the DACA recipients. They lie about open borders. They lie about sanctuary cities. They lie about why they want them here. They just lie, 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 lie. Yeah, there's a great meme. It's very simple to understand why Chuck Schumer puts non-citizens ahead of Americans. Because if Americans won't vote for Democrats, they have to import the people that will. That's exactly right, and that's what they're trying to do. But then, I mean, this is how you know that they're going into full 1984 mode, where they're not even trying to resonate with the common individual. They're not even trying to make sense to the critically thinking individual. They're not even trying to make sense to someone who just has common sense and logic. They are literally reaching for the most depraved, mentally ill people in society. When Chuck Schumer tweets out that President Trump is trying to use Dreamers to undermine our legal immigration system, when he knows damn well that's exactly what he's doing with the Dreamers, and that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. So what a two-faced rat fink piece of trash Chuck Schumer is. All right, so I'm going to try to step off Chuck Schumer. I mean, just the unmitigated nerve of Chuck Schumer to accuse President Trump of doing exactly what he's doing. But then again, isn't that all the Democrats do? He's racist. The Democrats are the party of the KKK. Yeah, he colluded with Russia. Hillary Clinton sold all kinds of uranium to Russia. I mean, so I guess he's mentally ill, says Nancy Pelosi, who looks drunk half the time, if not all the time. It's like you watch Nancy Pelosi give a press conference and you say, did she just get done with happy hour? What is going on here? And then you find out it's 11 in the morning. She can't even put a sentence together. And then she'll say Trump is mentally unfit as she has a functioning brain, that of like a bat or something, a tiny little brain, Nancy Pelosi. And then she says that Donald Trump is mentally unfit, even though he's running circles around these people. So it's just another example of Trump running laps around them. And I got to say, I think that this new proposed deal is just another example of that. And they say, oh, well, this time it was written by Stephen Miller. So what? Trump proposes U.S. citizenship plan for 1.8 million undocumented immigrants. Well, yeah, that means that the Democrats have to give him $25 billion and build a wall. Chuck Schumer said the wall will never happen. So why are all these Trump supporters freaking out? I really don't understand this. Look, you know what? I shouldn't be saying that. I'm glad that there are conservatives and there are Trump supporters out there that push back against Trump and that freak out when stuff like this happens, because that's how you should feel. And of course, we don't want Trump to go back on what he stood for during the campaign. However, let's, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, like, whoa. He hasn't signed this deal. And again, you have to look at how Trump operates. Remember the day after that public meeting when he said he was going to do the deal with the Dreamers and he would take the heat, and conservatives were reacting the same way, freaking out. Oh my gosh, he's betraying us. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he's doing this. Oh my gosh, this is it. And then the deal gets put on his table, and what does he say? Nope. Nuh-uh. Not happening. What makes you think this is going to be any different? This is President Trump tugging the Democrats around like a rag doll. So look, I'd be shocked if this happens, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. If you follow my opinion, you know that I have always said, if there's dreamers here that are contributing to America, want to be Americans, doing things legally, why not have a path to citizenship? Make part of that agreement, say, hey, look, you want to be a citizen here? We got some trouble and we need to arrest lawbreakers, and your parents broke the law. What are your parents doing? Where are they now? Yeah, you're going to have to turn your parents over. Sorry, they broke the law. And you know what? They're lucky that we're not charging them with child endangerment. How about that? How about President Trump says, if you brought your child here, a young child, and knowingly broke the law, skipped the border, did whatever it took to come here, and you brought your child with you, how about this? You're guilty of child endangerment. That's right. So maybe we'll think about not charging you with child endangerment if you just go home. If you just go back to your country, and if you want to come here, you can do it legally. How about you just do that? No, instead, Chuck Schumer wants to undermine our legal immigration system and just sign them all with amnesty into becoming citizens. Well, no. You still have to do what it takes to become a citizen. You have to pass the test. You have to prove you want to be an American. You have to learn English, et cetera, et cetera. So pardon me while I'm not freaking out about this proposal written by Stephen Miller that says Trump will offer 1.8 million dreamers a path to citizenship over 10 to 12 years. Do you understand that? So it's not even amnesty. It's a path that takes 10 to 12 years. Seems legit to me, at least not the worst thing, especially if you want the wall and border security, where he's going to get $25 billion for that, and he's only going to spend about $8 million of that on the wall. So then he's going to be hiring more ICE. He's going to be hiring more of this. He's going to be doing more of that. And you know what? The funny thing about this to me is I don't even want the wall. I'm not even a wall guy. I don't think we need the wall. I think with drones or whatever you got, you can man the border. I mean, there's all kinds of new technology, but regardless, It's just strange sometimes to watch people respond to what Trump does who know how Trump operates, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see how this deal goes. And, but I have a feeling it's going to kind of be, let's just say put in the backdrop with everything that's going to drop next week, because the real story is Trump poised to clash with DOJ over classified memo. So think about it like this. The Nunes memo, which I think is going to be released next week, is going to excoriate the DOJ, show how dirty the DOJ was, show how knowingly they were trying to undermine an election and undermine the American Republic and under Obama, who knew all of this was going on. So, wow, really? The DOJ doesn't want that memo released? They're saying it could endanger the public? No, it's going to endanger the DOJ and show you how corrupt Obama's DOJ was. That's why they don't want you to see it.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are now joined by Milo Yiannopoulos here in studio to my right. And you know, Milo, they say that you've got a whole team that has to go around with you to make you look perfect, the hair perfect.
It's no, and the
face. I haven't seen them. Where's that team? How does this happen?
It's not true. The only thing I travel with is a personal spotlight. Just because, you know, if I have low self-esteem or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, it's funny though, because they love to give you the spotlight, and you've always talked about how all the haters, if they didn't hate you so much, you wouldn't exist. I mean, you thrive off their hate. You get more attention. They fuel your spotlight. And here we go again. This is from The Guardian today. How the far right has perfected the art of deniable racism. Now, when I first saw this story, I was just like, okay, this is something I'll cover. And then I read into it, and it goes right into attacking you. It says, in July 2016, the bigoted troll. You're so bigoted and trolling.
Look at me. I'm terrified.
Oh, it's been awful having you here. Milo Yiannopoulos, a British darling of the American far right, was banned from Twitter after encouraging, and again, here's where they attack you, a torrent of racist abuse at Leslie Jones, a black actor. And it's like, wait a second. So you're not allowed to have an opinion.
Well, it's not so much that. I mean, I don't mind them disagreeing with my opinion. I don't mind them even thinking that my opinion is racist. I just didn't do it in the first place. I wrote a review of Ghostbusters that was supportive of Leslie Jones. My review of Ghostbusters said that I thought it was a shame that she was playing such a stereotypical black mama character when they could have given her a more intelligent, complex role instead of just having her play the same old stereotype. I was actually defending her and saying it was a shame she was cast in a movie that was so lazy in the way that it depicted black people. That's the kind of argument you normally expect to hear from the left. But because I'd written a review that was very critical of the Ghostbusters movie, of course, some people on the internet said mean things to Leslie Jones. And yeah, sure, I cracked a joke. I said she looked like a man. She does. I said that she was barely literate. She is. I'm entitled to have an opinion about celebrities. And it doesn't matter how famous they are versus how famous I am, or how many followers I have or whatever. We don't criticize, Taylor Swift when she gets into a row with somebody, publicly, a public feud, even though she knows and we know she knows that her followers are going to send death and rape threats to whoever she's feuding with. We don't go after, Selena Gomez when she says something disobliging about, Justin Bieber for the same reason. We don't go after anybody, in fact. Unless they're on the right. Unless they're right wing. And if they're right wing, then you can construct a case against them that they are somehow endorsing or encouraging or ringleading an outbreak of racist harassment. No, I'm a famous person. I had an opinion about another famous person. I'm entitled to do so. If some people on the internet sent her some ugly things, which I don't endorse and which I, on CNN and whatever said I thought were absolutely horrible, and I would never encourage anybody to do that, and I would never do that myself. But by the same token, it's not my business to police the whole internet. If some other people did that, what are we going to do now? Hold everyone responsible for all of their fans' behavior? Well, let's start applying that rule to the left, shall we? Let's start applying that rule to Obama and the people he hangs out with, to the people that these race baiters like Al Sharpton hang out with. Let's start going back and looking at the speeches and seeing what the fallout on the streets was of hateful diatribes by the kind of people that...
Notice what happened to Oprah Winfrey. As soon as she'll run for president. What happened to that? She got excoriated for being friends with Harvey Weinstein. She's out.
Yeah, although the problem for her, I don't think, is her friendship with Weinstein. I think they were all in that together. And I think Democrats would be perfectly happy to turn a blind eye to that, just as they would in the case of Meryl Streep next time they go see one of her movies. I think the problem for Oprah is that she's been selling snake oil and garbage to viewers for decades. I mean, here's the thing about Oprah that most people our age don't know. I only know this because I started asking around friends who've been in the business who are over 50, 60 years old. And they educated me about this. Oprah used to be the queen of television, and her ratings took an abrupt nosedive after she made one critical mistake. You know what it was?
No, enlighten me.
She endorsed Obama over Hillary. She chose her skin color over her sex. Mm. And
Whoa, don't say that. Say
her identified gender identity.
Thank you.
She had an opportunity after decades of building an audience. Remember that the Oprah Winfrey Show was built on a white working class female audience. Her audience was white working class women. And the Oprah Winfrey Show was built with Oprah as its star, as America's premier champion of women. So what did she do when she was given the opportunity to support a woman running for president? She went with her skin color instead. And that was the moment that her ratings started crashing. And that was the beginning of the road that led to her having to start her own network, OWN, which has been a disaster.
Hemorrhaging money.
Which has been a disaster.
Yeah.
And Oprah has never really been forgiven by the sisterhood, even some of her famous friends since then. So you haven't actually seen, aside from the, spontaneous ejaculations from the media on Twitter, you haven't really seen the kind of full-throated support of an Oprah 2020 run that you would expect from some other female celebrities, because they have memories long enough that they remember. She basically sold out her entire fan base when given the opportunity to support a woman because she decided to go with skin color instead and support Barack Obama in the primaries.
To go back to what you were saying about Leslie Jones, you know, it's funny that you would mention your blog about that, because I made it through about 20 minutes of Ghostbusters before I had to vomit and turn it off.
I had to review it. I had to watch the whole thing.
I couldn't take it. I would have not reviewed it. I used to review films, but that was the amazing thing to me when you said that, because seeing her in that role was painful. And then I don't know if you've seen this movie called Masterminds, but Leslie Jones is also in the film Masterminds. And she has a great role in that movie, and I really enjoyed her in that movie, even though her politics stink. I watched her in that movie, I was like, wow, that is a great role for her, and she killed it. So it's amazing that you can't even give a fair film critic review without being called a racist. But that's what it is. See, they want to brand you, they want to have their minions believe that you just, it's a given, you're a racist. So no matter what you say, no matter what you think, it's immediately doesn't count because he's racist.
I don't think it would matter if that review, by the way, had reflected the views of one person, me, and everyone else in the entire country had disagreed. If not a single other person in America.
Even though it was the opposite.
Indeed. If not a single other person in America had agreed with that review, I don't think it ought to have mattered. The fact is that because I was becoming too effective and too successful and too persuasive, Twitter decided they had to nuke me. But even the premise of that piece, my supposed reputation, the supposed justification for calling me a racist is rooted in a lie. And that, you know, and the Guardian journalists, by the way, know all this stuff because they've seen me give interviews about it. They watched the interviews at the time, and they continue to repeat the lie anyway because they know that there are no consequences to that for them to spreading lies about Republicans and libertarians.
Yeah, that was like I think the guy's name was Nick Jacobson. Guys, look this up. Nick Jacobson from CNN goes to Egypt and he starts interviewing people, and he's like, "Oh, what do you think about, you know, the fact that Obama did this?" Like, you know, because they have to generate this excitement over Obama because he's about to be exposed as a criminal and his ratings continue to tank.
Yeah.
So here's CNN trying to generate all this hype over Obama. They send Nick Jacobson to CNN. He interviews one person and he's like, "Oh, what do you think about Obama?" Expecting good response. The guy's like, no Obama.
Yeah.
Goes for the second guy. He's like, "Oh, what do you think about him?" He's like, no Obama. Goes to the third guy. He's like, "Why are you asking me about Obama? We're Egypt. We don't care about Obama."
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what his final report says?
I didn't see it.
"Well, I talked to people here in Egypt and they really miss Obama. I mean, they really like Obama." But that's what it is. They know that nobody likes Obama. They know that Milo is not a racist. They just have to attack you anyway. Why do you think that is? What do you think is the underlying root of that?
Well, they know there are no consequences for it if they do it. So they know that you can tell. Look, imagine the levels of lawyering that you would have to go through in order to make a serious allegation about a person. For instance, that they were a supporter of pedophilia, when you know they're not, and you're trying to twist a
it's kind of what they did to Roy Moore,
right? A loose expression, let's say, that I made, for instance. I had a little drama in February with this issue. A loose expression that I made, that I said, "Yeah, sure, I shouldn't have phrased it like that. Didn't mean it that way." Trying to paint somebody who's a victim of something as an apologist for it, as a sort of cruelty and sociopathy that goes in with that. But Newsweek, this guy Alex Nazarian at Newsweek, very recently wrote a story about the alt-right's supposed preoccupation with child abuse, and in that story, casually referred to me and said said the following wording: "Marlene Opis has been accused of being a pedophile." Imagine the level of lawyering, all the alarms that would trigger if I had been on the left. If I had been a left-wing activist, imagine how many people at Newsweek would have said, "What the hell?" Like, that's not even by the, you know, even by the dishonest standards of the original report, that's a whole other level of crazy. But
all right, we'll be right back with more of Milo. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
My new favorite toy on the set here, and he seems to be enjoying himself with it. It's a little Hillary.
She's got a purple nose. I think someone knocked off her nose.
Well, it's, you know, she does have some health problems. You know, she's having seizures. She's falling over.
Yeah, the only way to put an end to Hillary Clinton's health problems was to amputate the rest of her body.
She'd be the first one to be like one of those heads.
Like, oh, in like the head in the vat in the
Yeah. Just Hillary Clinton around.
Strange bubbling liquids and Matrix style like cables coming out.
I almost want to do that. Like,
and she'd have that expression too.
It'd be like a form of torture. Just keep Hillary's head alive in a jar next to George Soros for the rest of her life.
Well, this is actually an alternative to the death penalty that they're currently.
Yeah, the life penalty. You said
they catch an MS-13 gang member and he's been responsible for so many deaths, for so much drug trafficking, mm-hmm. for so many rapes, for so much heinous crime. These multiple life sentences aren't going to cut it. So they instead sentence him to something far worse, which
put your head in a jar.
No, which is put you in a room with Hillary's head.
Oh, put you all in the same jar with Hillary.
No, you know, like there it is. Orange, they just strap you to a chair and out of the ceiling comes Hillary's head in a vat.
And it's on
and then she just starts talking.
No, it's on a repeat. Why aren't I 50 points ahead? Why aren't I 50 points ahead?
And it's just this.
Oh. It's just torture for the rest of your life. Oh.
This I hope is what will happen to Bill when the syphilis takes.
Oh jeez, boy, I think it's already taken over. I mean, he looks like hell. I mean, let's just be perfectly real. But hey, let's get to something more serious now. I was asking you in the break if anyone had ever talked to you about Steve Bannon and, you know, had let you give your opinion on everything that happened to Steve Bannon. So we were kind of talking in the break about that. So I'll just give you the floor here. Obviously, we saw what happened to Steve Bannon. He kind of had the heroes rise and then the heroes fall, and he goes from, you know, a big leader, supposedly, in the Trump conservative movement to being not only a zero, but people even considering him a traitor. What was your take watching that? Obviously, you knew Steve. You worked at Breitbart. Mm-hmm. What was your take watching that, knowing Steve personally?
It was a very unfortunate unfolding of events that I don't think that he or the president anticipated, that remarks Steve had made in anger in the White House with Michael Wolff present, fine, bit dumb, were going to come back to bite both of them in quite the way that they did. That, having that book leaked to The Guardian, of course, it wasn't given to The Guardian by a bookseller, like they said. It was obviously given to them by the publisher, who said, check page 15.
Yeah, print this.
Yeah. Look, Steve speaks like that. I mean, anyone who's worked with him knows that the stuff that he said in that book is nothing compared to the things he says to and about his colleagues all day, every day. It's just how the guy talks. The problem is he touched that third rail of Trump politics, which is he went for the family. So he made himself impossible for Trump it made it impossible for Trump to overlook the indiscretions or even to accept an apology, which I understand was forthcoming, although it came out too late. Here's the thing. The Trump movement very quickly and very stupidly, in my view, rushed to reflexively defend the president, because they're so used to, for good reasons, seeing Trump in some kind of spat, leaping to his defense and all the rest of it. Except this time they should have waited and been a bit more thoughtful, because this is more like a family feud than it is an argument between enemies. Trump is a very pragmatic guy. He's going to call Steve up anywhere between 3 and 6 months from now, and they're going to be talking again in the background. Everything's going to be fine between them. But excising Bannon from the movement was a huge mistake, or at least the attempt to do so was a huge mistake. Steve is one of the best connected, most brilliant, most intelligent, most driven and unstoppable forces in American public life and in American politics for decades. And he's not going anywhere. You know, there's already a story in the New York Times about some Chinese guy he's found to fund his new endeavors.
Miles Kwok.
Right. The fact that he, you know, lost one set of investors doesn't mean that Steve Bannon is over. It just means that, you know, that with one particular ecosystem, the sort of, one particular ecosystem attached to one particular investor, he's not going to work there anymore. Okay, fine. The guy's still one of the best connected, most intelligent, and most brilliant political operatives of his generation. Remember who it was who came into the Trump campaign when the campaign was in chaos. Remember who it was, me, Ann Coulter, and probably Alex, and maybe four other people who knew Trump was going to be president from the day he announced. One of them was Steve Bannon, and Steve Bannon worked tirelessly to make it happen. He's on the radio, you know, hours every day talking to people on Breitbart Radio. He helped to create the conditions for Donald Trump.
Well, and even after Trump pretty much excoriated him, he was still doing interviews and saying how much he supported Trump.
Of course, because that's loyalty. I did the same thing when I parted ways with Breitbart. I did the same thing when Steve was overheard to say something disobliging about me. I'm like, well, that's nothing compared to what he said when we worked together, you know? Raheem Kassam, the London editor of...
Yeah, he does great work.
Yeah, right. The London editor of Breitbart has been fired and rehired by Steve six times in a single day. I mean, no, this is just how Steve is. I mean, people are like, oh, is that really upset you? I'm like, no, it doesn't upset me.
That's who he is.
I don't care about stuff like that. What's important for people to understand is that Breitbart and Bannon created the conditions necessary for Trump. And without both Breitbart and Bannon, Trump would not have happened and could not now be president.
I would have to say that that's where I would actually really disagree with you, because I think that the groundwork was already laid for Trump to win just by what had happened in America over the last 20 years. I mean, people were sick of having open borders. They were sick of these trade deals. And you know, Breitbart as a news source was kind of right along there with it.
The field was open for someone to emerge as a media platform, as a defender of Trump, but no one else did. Breitbart did. That's my point. You know, yes, the in society, in culture, in politics, that, you know, there were these underlying dissatisfactions, but it was only Breitbart that took them, ran with them, and became sufficiently huge, with the possible exception, maybe of InfoWars, you know? But I'm saying Breitbart and InfoWars, these are the two outlets with sufficient size to make a difference, right? No, I mean, the Daily Caller is good in many ways, but tiny. You know, the Federalist, really smart, erudite, you know, intelligent, minuscule. You know, nobody reads these places. Nobody reads National Review. Nobody reads the Weekly Standard. Nobody reads Commentary
Magazine.
Unless
they get a big break on Drudge or something.
But even then, like, I'm talking about the ability that publication has, that institution has to
change a movement.
Shape and influence the opinions and the voting direction of millions of Americans. Breitbart and InfoWars are the only two organizations who can do that, with the exception of a couple of specific individuals like Ann Coulter and me.
And you know what's amazing is that, you know, you mentioned that MSNBC, CNN, probably even Fox News couldn't do that.
No, well, Fox News didn't do that. They chose not to do so. They chose to take a step back from Trump. They were actively hostile for a while.
Yeah.
Then they kind of semi-supported him. And by the end, by the election, they were just sort of vacillating and weak and pointless, right? And they weren't really doing anything. Now, Fox News' website, by traffic standards, is vastly bigger than any of the people we've just talked about. But they didn't use it. It was just sort of like milquetoast reporting.
And they really have the active audience, too.
Well,
I think that's a big difference.
Well, I mean, if you mean their audience is too busy booking their next hip replacement to be out on the streets campaigning
that's
for Donald Trump, then you're absolutely right. But it was only these kind of alternative media companies who were able to do that, and the primary architect of that movement for years before Trump even decided to run was Steve Bannon.
Well, there's others out there too. I mean, you had Michael Savage, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh. So I think that the base was there, and I understand what you're saying. And one of the things, though, that I think really hurt Bannon, which is nothing that he could even do about this, is the fact that once you're put essentially in a ring with Trump, whether it be by your own accord or own choosing, mm-hmm. or whether you want to be there or not, mm-hmm. once the media puts you in that ring, which it looks like really the Wolf Book is what did that. They built the arena and then put Trump and Bannon in it. Trump, you know, he has to destroy you. He has to end you, and then he has to give you a nickname. That's just what Trump does.
But they've done that dozens of times previously, and it hadn't worked. The only reason it worked this time is because Steve had spoken incautiously about Trump's family.
So you think it's more the family and not Miles Kwok?
Putting, it's got nothing to do with it, putting Bannon on the cover of magazines, calling him the great manipulator, and there was that other book, The Devil's Bargain by Joshua Green, right? The media knew... They knew that Trump's sensitivity, where Bannon was concerned, was the perception that Steve was the one pulling the strings, which is why SNL went in so hard, having him as the Grim Reaper and having him whisper things into Trump's ear on those sketches. They knew that Trump's sensitivity there was people not thinking he was smart and people thinking that Bannon was pulling
the strings. So they were trying to create that divide the whole time.
Precisely. And it failed over and over and over again until... Steve said something about the family that Trump couldn't tolerate. So this wasn't a creation of the media. This attempt would have failed just like all the others had it not been for the fact that the family was involved.
Well,
it was incautious, and that's just who Steve is.
And quickly, do you think then, I mean, because the author admitted that the book was pretty much fabricated. I mean, he says it itself. He's like, I don't know if this is true or not.
But there's phrases in it that I know Steve said.
So, but that's what I'm saying. So it sounds though.
I can hear him say it.
But that's the amazing thing though. It sounds like, I mean, maybe that was the only thing in the book that was true, and so the guy's just like, ooh, I'm gonna publish this book to get Bannon out.
I don't know if everything that he quotes Steve Bannon as saying is strictly accurate, but when I read on the page Steve Bannon said Ivanka was dumb as a brick, I know
you heard it.
Sure, he said it. I know for sure he said it, because he said that to me about so many people, that exact phrase.
Why did he have to say brick? Why couldn't he say like bush or something? At least a shrub is alive.
I can tell you from working with Steve for two years or whatever.
All right, you know what? We gotta go to a break. We'll continue this on the other side. Milo Yiannopoulos opening up about Steve Bannon.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and I'm joined by my friend Milo, and of course my co-host, Owen Schroyer. Never has there been so much brain power in one room since Thomas Jefferson dined alone. And it is, of course, a great honor and pleasure to be with two, not one, but two of the very best-dressed gentlemen on the planet.
Well, thank you.
Land on my international
best-dressed.
So, gentlemen, it's a great honor and privilege to join you.
Roger, you got the bow tie on right now. How about that?
And it's not the clip-on style that Steve Bannon favors. It's actually...
Stop. I've never seen Steve in a bow tie, but I'm sure if he were ever to wear one, it would be clip-on.
I've never actually seen him in a necktie, which, you know, is kind of odd because when Ronald Reagan was president, he wouldn't even go in the Oval Office. He would never take his jacket off. He thought it was disrespectful to the office. There's a certain decorum there, but Steve has his own style, and he's ended up on the list as well, unfortunately, on the other end of the list.
I happen to think there's an interesting innovation with the multiple polo shirts thing that I've been thinking about. Look, I tried it.
No, you haven't.
I tried it. It keeps you really warm.
Why is he so cold all the time?
I don't know why he needs these layers, because what it does is it puts these layers of air between he's got four shirts on, and each of them has like a layer of air between, and it's like a thermos.
This is fashion science.
Seriously. It keeps you so warm. I don't know why Steve is cold all the time, but he obviously is freezing all the time, because those four layers, that you feel like you're being hugged.
Well, he has actually sent me a text in which he defends the stylistic tradition, saying that it's an old prep school tradition. I wouldn't know about that, but he has his own inimitable style.
Like sodomy and the lash.
I will proudly say I went to a prep school, and no, we never wore double collared. Of course, I was a former military prep school, so that might be a different story there.
No, they're the worst of all. They had all of the dark, mischievous nighttime terrors.
Stone's hair was probably too long for my high school. They'd tell Roger to get a haircut. Probably tell me to shave. I'm serious.
Tell me to leave.
No doubt about it.
you would leave voluntarily. They wouldn't tell you to leave. You just leave voluntarily.
No, I'd be outside trying to get in.
Do they let cats in those places? I'm not sure about that.
Oh, in any event. Prep school. It was a prep school joke. Ignore it. Anyway,
someone's in his ear saying it was a prep school joke. Ignore it.
Must be Putin.
You guys have to be enjoying the president's victory lap at Davos, as I am.
Isn't it delicious?
Me that when he was the CEO of a multi-billion dollar real estate company, he was never invited to Davos, proving once again that he is the ultimate outsider. Why is he the only one who can clean up the two-party duopoly that has run this country into the gutter? The stock market soaring to 200 points in reaction to his terrific speech. Job well done, Mr. President.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's a good point, Roger, that you point out there. Yeah, he never gets invited to this conference ever, even though he's one of the most successful real estate entrepreneurs in the world, internationally. And he always gets snubbed. Yeah, just more evidence that President Trump, Donald Trump, was never in with the secret societies. He was never in with the club. And, you know, watching that meeting where he's got all the business leaders, it almost seemed like he was the boss. Like,
From their body language. They were hunched. We love America.
Tell me how much you love America, Milo.
Yeah.
How much money are you investing, Milo?
Incredible.
How much money?
All of it.
Good, Milo.
All of the money.
Good, Milo.
Or as they would say, all of the money, Mr. President. Oh, it was great. It was beautiful.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room with my good friends Milo and Owen Schroyer, and we're talking about the president's stunning performance in Davos, where he was lording it over the globalists and pointing out that America is back, that we will no longer be the world's patsy. We're going to go back to being the world's leader. It's interesting to note that the rumored walkout and protest of the president's speech never materialized. They were like a group of small school children in his thrall. I have never, never been prouder to be an American.
It's sexy, isn't it? It's hot. There's a reason I coined the nickname Daddy for the guy, because he walks into a room and everybody becomes his girl. I mean, he daddies everyone, and he just daddied Davos, which is the biggest, most powerful concentration of rich, well-connected, powerful multinational globalist elites. He walked in there and he owned them. He in 16 minutes said more than most of them do in, 45 minute, hour long perorations.
Than Obama did in 8 years.
Indeed. And the guy's there. It's like, America's back. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing this. Either you're off on the train or you're off it. See ya. It was beautiful.
And they all said, yeah, of course I'm going to get on the train.
Please, making them all rich.
Yeah, these are my customers. These are my clients. This is great. Like I said, you had multiple people saying, we're going to be investing billions back into the United States. Mm-hmm. InBev, Anheuser-Busch was one of them. I think Deloitte was another one.
Mm-hmm.
You had all of these people out there. And like you were saying earlier about the body language, I mean, to me, I don't think Obama's ever had a meeting where he's anybody's quote-unquote daddy. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Obama's ever had a meeting where
he's that sort of spindly, slightly like faggy body language where he's got sort of one, he used to cross his legs and he'd be doing things like
this.
Well,
you know
who
wears the pants
in
the family. Yes, you know what I mean?
Wife.
Well, yeah, right.
I'm with Joan Rivers on that one.
Yeah.
He's your classic, metrosexual. Look, from the beginning, I think Milo's put his finger on it. Trump has a certain bearing, a certain stature. It's more than the fact that he's tall and broad-shouldered. It's a dynamism. It's more than charisma. It's kind of a command focus, if you will. He looks presidential. He sounds presidential. He acts presidential. Yet he's still got kind of a John Wayne swagger to him, a certain kind of an American swagger that you got to be proud of, because he just doesn't give an F. I mean, he says what he thinks. It comes from the heart, comes from the gut, doesn't come from some fabricated polling results or some focus group put together by political consultants. He is so genuine. I think this is why he connects with the American people, and now he's connecting on the world stage.
He's got that James Dean thing. It's a sort of uniquely American kind of masculinity. I mean, typically we're used to, from Brits, a sort of suave, sophisticated James Bond kind of secret agent type of masculinity. And that defined manhood for a long time while Britain was still seen as a sort of prestige culture, even, you know, with America ascendant in pop and in movies. But I think that's been replaced now. And I think, you know, Trump's more gauche, rugged, everyman, shooting from the hip. That sort of, you know, extemporaneous, almost like, you know, the uncle at Thanksgiving, you know, just laying it all down, is something that Brits kind of shy away from because they're always looking for something more refined. I think Europeans in general want a greater degree of artifice from their leaders and from their role models, but Americans don't. Americans like authenticity and gravel and grit. And Donald Trump, I think, comes closest to that ideal out of all of the holders of that office.
And he has this ability to channel where so many Americans hear Donald Trump say something and it's like, man, I'm so glad somebody said that. You know, I've been thinking that. I've been wishing I could say that. But, you know, I just don't want to rub anyone the wrong way. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. So, you know what? There goes Trump. He's just going to ruffle everyone's feathers for me. You know, and that's why I think it resonates with the American people.
Yes, I think
meanwhile,
so.
And Dr. Evil has been triggered. Yes, George Soros had to put in his 2 cents in a reaction to the president's triumphant star turn at Davos, saying, quote, Trump stands for a form of government that is a dictatorship or mafioso state. He would be a dictator if he could get away with it. Then the aged Nazi collaborator said, Trump will do more to make China look respectable in the eyes of the international community than China could ever done on their own. And then finally, this career criminal said, long-term investors don't like uncertainty. I don't think the markets will do very well under Trump. Take a look at the Dow today, Mr. Soros. Why hasn't this guy been detained? I really don't understand it. When you finance people who advocate the violent assassination of the president, that's abetting a federal crime. I really don't understand why George Soros continues to walk the streets.
Unless we could take that a step further, Roger, and be more explicit about it. I mean, Soros's Open Society Foundation funds domestic terrorists, plain and simple. No, there is no other way to put it. The people who smashed up Berkeley in February when I tried to give a speech about cultural appropriation of all the innocent, pointless, you know, pieces of academic, you know, whataboutery or whatever. It was a piece about a silly bit of left-wing social justice posturing cultural appropriation. It was not a speech even about immigration or the economy. It was about cultural issues. And they smashed up Berkeley anyway, paid for by, ultimately, George Soros's Open Society Foundation. This is not just somebody who pays people who advocate for the violent overthrow of government, for the assassination of the president. He directly pays for domestic terrorism. This is what this guy does. And for him to pontificate and lecture the rest of us about dictatorship and autocracy
or threats to society.
Threats to society my people have a word for it, and it's chutzpah.
Well, I think that right now what you're seeing is an absolute panic That's why you have Adam Schiff sending out a congressional letter to Facebook and Twitter saying, shut down anyone that has hashtag release the memo.
Please,
it's a Russian
please,
bot.
They're all bots.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously insane. You had that picture. Guys, pull that picture back up where George Soros is giving this speech trying to demonize Donald Trump. Nobody's even looking. Look at this. Nobody gives a hoot about George Soros. You know, the only power this guy has is his bank account and the ability to get brainwashed zombies out on the street pretending to be some sort of revolutionaries when they're nothing more than puppets of George Soros. So I think, Roger, really, that you're already seeing the deep state in the United States panic with Peter Stroke and Hillary Clinton. Why aren't I 50 points ahead? And then you get, you know, Adam Schiff with his thing. I think Soros is on the same page now where he's starting to realize that the fire is encroaching his butt. And he's doing everything he can to try to stop Trump. And then he realizes when he gives this speech, oh crap, no one's listening to me. I can't do anything about it.
Well, that's worse, isn't it, than, you know, than having, the worst imaginable, outcome, the worst of all worlds is happening to the Soroses of this planet, which is that they no longer are, it's not about controlling the narrative so much. They're no longer dictating the future. They're no longer able to predict it either because they did everything possible and believed they were going to succeed in, sabotaging the Trump ascendancy. They didn't manage to pull it off despite everything they tried, short of actually shooting people before they voted Republican in the streets. They did everything else they possibly could to prevent the guy from being president. What it means is that if you want a guide to how the future might look, if you want somebody who's able to chart a course ahead and tell you what the world might be like in 10 years, people aren't looking to Soros or the Clintons anymore. They're looking to Donald Trump.
And I think David proves that, Roger.
Owen just made an excellent point. Something really smells like Schiff here. I mean, it just, it reeks of Schiff. This guy is the worst
Russian bot
I've seen in 40 years in American politics. Who can forget when he went on TV with Tucker Carlson, looked right into the camera and said, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, I've seen evidence of Russian collusion to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. No, you haven't, Adam. That's a bald-faced lie. And you, sir, are a liar. Put up or shut up. Look, you know my attitude. If it's Schiff, flush it.
It's amazing to me that this is this is the flip side of the First Amendment, I guess, which is that there are no consequences for going on cable news and saying the most appalling things about people. Well, okay, that was a problem all the time we didn't have the alternative media, but now we have InfoWars.
All right, we got to go to break and get our orders from the Kremlin. We'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Yesterday, we talked about the bizarre medical experiments that are being conducted by the Veterans Administration on man's best friend. Yes, innocent dogs. And we revealed that sometimes puppies as young as 5 months are being subjected to bizarre medical experiments. Holes drilled in their head, given crystal meth, having their lungs collapsed, inducing heart attacks. This is junk science. This is cruel and inhumane treatment. And as I wrote in the Daily Caller and spoke yesterday on the War Room, it has to stop. Joining us now, Anthony Bellotti, who is the head of the White Coat Waste Project, to discuss about what's going on at the Veterans Administration and how you can help us stop it. Welcome to the War Room.
Gentlemen, Roger, thank you for having us on today.
So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about your outfit and how you came to this important fight.
Thanks, Roger. So White Coat Waste Project is completely different than any approach to talking about animal experiments that you've ever heard. We are a coalition of over 400,000 liberty lovers and animal lovers united against wasteful government spending that funds animal testing like the abuse you're helping to expose here at the VA. We're not talking about pharmaceutical testing. We're not talking about cosmetic testing, and we're not talking about private industry here. We're talking about beltway abuse. Government agencies like the EPA, the USDA, and what we're talking about here today is the VA. So last year we discovered that the worst of them all, the worst government dog abuser of them all, was actually the VA itself, the Department of Veterans Affairs, which was, as we found through looking through the databases, Freedom of Information Act work, whistleblowers, and piecing together as much of the money trails we could, that the VA was doing things that would really make your skin crawl.
It's really quite extraordinary. Now, I understand, thanks to your fine work, that Congressman Brian Mast of my home state of Florida sponsored legislation which passed the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously, which means even the hapless Adam Schiff voted for it, to ban these bizarre, cruel, and inhuman experiments on man's best friend. But that the U.S. Senate has not taken up this legislation, which is horrifying. But it's my understanding that Secretary Shulkin, appointed by Donald Trump to head the Veterans Administration, and by the way, the president has signed over 10 pieces of legislation to reform the Veterans Administration to get better health care and attention to our vets, that Secretary Shulkin could do this essentially by fiat with a signature. So how do we make that happen?
Yeah, that Roger, you said it. That's exactly right. The administration has rightly prioritized and done a heck of a lot to prioritize cleaning up that mess at the VA, the waste, fraud, abuse, and rank incompetence at the VA, and can end this with the swipe of one pen, one signature from Secretary Shulkin, making your voice heard. Prisonersofwaste.org. Prisoners of Waste, like POW. That's what we're talking about here. Prisonersofwaste.org. We encourage everyone to make their voice heard that taxpayers shouldn't be footing the bill for this rank government incompetence and outright taxpayer-funded torture at the VA.
Owen, what are your thoughts on this subject? I know that you're a dog lover.
Well, I got to tell you, Roger, when you brought this to my attention, I honestly didn't even believe it that this is the type of stuff that would be going on anywhere in government, let alone the VA. And this is the type of issue that you would expect to be hearing from the liberal side of things and the left side of things, but complete silence from there. And to me, Roger, this is a nonpartisan thing. This is a common sense thing. This is a humanitarian thing. And it's really just heartbreaking to think that you've got puppies. And as you described it, you know, these dogs are getting their heads drilled into. And I mean, just the worst type of stuff. And it's just like nobody knows about this. Why are we even doing this? This just sounds so obscene to me. So I'm hoping, Roger, I mean, we know, you know, anytime Roger Stone wants to comment on something, you know, he's a Russian agent, he's a Russian bot, he's this, that, or the other thing. Well, you know, how about give Roger a little credit here where it's due on an issue that he's covering and trying to raise attention of and just put the politics aside. But I'm not seeing anyone else picking this up, Roger.
Well, I wish I could take credit, but the credit belongs to Anthony Bilotti and his group because they brought this to my attention. And I got to tell you, Owen, I was shocked. It's hard to believe that in 2018, this kind of bizarre, medieval, cruel behavior to dogs is still going on, and it has no purpose. So I'm glad we had this opportunity to talk about it today. I'm not going to try to bother the president when he's in Davos, but I can guarantee you that I am going to reach out to him when he returns, because if Secretary Shulkin doesn't have the good judgment to end this cruel behavior on his own, well, then the president has to order him to do so. We can't wait for the Solons in the U.S. Senate to act. There are puppies' lives in the mix. I can't sleep at night knowing that dogs are being tortured. That really sends a chill up my spine. So, Anthony, thanks for joining us on the War Room. Thank you for your fight. Tell people again where they can reach you and how they can help.
We encourage everybody watching the show today, to make their voice heard at Prisoners of Waste. POW, prisonersofwaste.org. Go to whitecoatwaste.org as well. And find us on Facebook and Twitter. Make your voice heard.
Well, and for those of you who don't know, you can call the White House switchboard at 202-456-1414. That's 202-456-1414. And they are set up to record messages for the president. So call the White House now and tell them that the Veterans Administration abuse of man's best friend has to stop today. Many, many thanks, Anthony Bilotti from White Coast Waste Project, for joining us.
Owen, so we've got, go ahead, Roger.
Thanks for weighing in on that. This is one of the most disturbing stories I've ever covered. I've recently learned that there's a puppy mill called Teacup Puppies right here in South Florida, right here in Fort Lauderdale, that's been abusing dogs. 10 dogs died there last week, 10 puppies. They are malnourished. They are not getting veterinary attention. The place is filthy. It's crawling with roaches and rats. This is my next project. I'm coming for you.
Well, I love it, Roger, and I think that what you can do is pretty easy here. Hashtag Dog Lives Matter. Dog Lives Matter. We care about these dogs, and we're sick of them getting tortured. We'll be right back with more of The War Room and Roger Stone on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back.
Welcome back. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, a part of the dynamic duo with my colleague, Owen Schroyer. And I think back to a time during the Republican primaries when Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, Lion Ted or Little Marco, were arguing that Donald Trump was not a real conservative. Now comes the assessment of the first year of the Trump presidency from the ever-conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. According to Heritage, Donald Trump is doing even better than the great Ronald Reagan did at the end of year one. Reading their statement, the Trump administration has pursued policies that have viewed remarkably close to the recommendations of the leading conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which found in a new review that nearly two-thirds of the ideas and proposals put forward by Heritage have been carried out or embraced by the Trump White House over the past year. Not one to dwell on the details of governing, President Trump has shown a considerable degree of deference to groups within the conservative movement, like Heritage, leading to a fundamental rightward shift on social, environmental, immigration, and foreign policy. The results, Heritage found in its review, exceeded even the first year of Ronald Reagan's presidency, whose tenure is marked by conservatives like myself as the gold standard. So there you have it. The premier conservative organization in America saying it. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Donald Trump could have done no better. He has been the most reliably conservative president in my lifetime. Owen?
Well, I think it's without a doubt, at least, and I've obviously had a lot less political experience than you, but as far as what I've seen from Trump and just the status quo change, the ending of political correctness, I mean, Trump is the best president that I've ever seen in my life. It is not even close. He's accomplished more in 1 year than I think Bush and Obama did in 16 years. I mean, it's really quite incredible. And I think the one thing that is going to be telling at the end of the day, Roger, is when we look back on everything that Trump did, and we look at the prosperity, we look at the stock market, we look at the economy, we look at the jobs growth, we look at the manufacturing coming back, we look at the foreign policy changing for a positive way, we look at how the world actually ends up rallying around Trump. The people that have been so opposed to Trump and the anti-Trumpers are going to have to scratch their head, and they're going to have to do some serious soul searching. I mean, that's what you would expect when Trump has delivered on nothing but prosperity and keeps delivering on his promises to his constituency. I'm just curious what the left is going to do when Trump's success is totally undeniable. I mean, if I went up to a Obamaite and said, hey, tell me, what did Obama accomplish? What are Obama's big accomplishments in 8 years? You know what they would say, Roger? Nothing. They would say nothing. What did Obama accomplish? Nothing. They're not going to admit that Obama destroyed America. They're not going to admit that Obama was putting the noose around America's neck for Hillary to pull the board out from under us. No. So they have nothing. So what are they going to do when we sit here and say, wow, look at everything Trump did for the economy, the markets, jobs, bringing manufacturing back, peace, you know, bringing North Korea and South Korea to the table. I mean, all this stuff. Are they going to live in denial forever, Roger?
Very, very well put, Owen. I want to remind our listeners and viewers that none of this at the War Room would be possible without your support of the InfoWar store. And to reiterate that point, joining us now is a true bodybuilding legend. Guru Amin Alai is a legend in the bodybuilding sport and a big aficionado of the InfoWars products. Joining us now from Denver, Colorado is Amin Alai. Amin, welcome again. This is the Beefcake segment. You're a big fan of the InfoWars products. We talked about it the other day, but you expressed a desire to come back on and expand on it. Tell us, what in the InfoWars product line do you like the best and why?
Yeah, they really bring the truest quality whey protein, grass-fed whey protein to the market right now. It's very researched that that grass-fed whey is better than other forms of whey protein. I find that it's really great after a workout, especially to recover the muscle. It has all your branched chain amino acids, and it absorbs very quickly. So true whey protein, definitely one of the best bodybuilding protein powders out there on the market today.
Now, you told me when we were together at lunch the other day that you stack it with Caveman, and you think that's an unbeatable combination. Tell us why you like Caveman.
The Caveman is a truly unique, one-of-a-kind, true paleo formula. I mean, this is something that can be added to any diet for beneficial, whether it's a keto diet or a regular type of diet or a diet to build muscle or a diet to lose weight. It's very essential. It has very essential nutrients in it, and I think it's just a definite arsenal must for anyone who's trying to get better.
Now, I know you have a real belief in a post-meal workout. And I also know that unlike some bodybuilding coaches, you do not eschew cardio. So tell people what a typical routine would be for you and how you supplement it with the InfoWars products.
So generally, I like to use the Vitamin Mineral Fusion first thing in the morning because it's a liquid powder that you can add water to make it a liquid vitamin, which absorbs much better. It's much more readily available. It means less is wasted and more is absorbed by the body. So I start my day off getting a full amount of vitamin and minerals, and I think there's just nothing that can beat that. I use the Caveman formula sometime before the workout to get a little bit of extra energy and nutrients so that I can use them during the workout. And then post-workout, I use the whey protein because I really find it just to be the best, fastest source of protein to get into the body, readily available with glutamine, branched chains, amino acids, and everything you need to just really put the muscle into a great recovery mood so you can spend the rest of your day recovering and not being sore.
Well, there you have it, directly from a true expert in the field, Amin Alai, the man who trained King Kamali, the man who taught Arnold Schwarzenegger the Arnold Press. Thanks for joining us here on the InfoWars show, The War Room, for a first-person testimonial about the high quality. Folks, if you are looking to help the revolution, if you want to help Donald Trump and strike a blow against George Soros and the globalists, there really is no better way than going to the InfoWars store now and taking advantage of some of the extraordinary specials we have. Whether it's Mineral Fusion, whether it's Caveman, whether it's the incredible high-quality whey protein, which, by the way, the only whey protein I found out there that doesn't taste like gasoline. This stuff really works. Or my personal favorites, Brain Force Plus, Immune Wall. Whether you are in training or whether you're just trying to stay healthy and fit, you can help yourself. You can help the InfoWar. You can help America by going to the site now. I don't know how Alex Jones does some of these specials. You will find prices are slashed on some of the very best products. This time of year, Survival Shield and Immune Wall are indispensable. With the flu going around, these products torque up your natural immune system. And they're all on special now. So, folks, do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. As Alex Jones likes to say, it's a 360 win. You help fuel the Trump revolution. You help fuel a free press. You help us beat back the tech left who seeks to limit and censor us here at InfoWars, and you buy the very best of every genre. I've said it before. You can go to CVS, You can go to Walgreens. You can go to the corner drugstore. You'll find products that claim they do what these great products do. But they use fillers. They use sub-quality ingredients. You'll never find that at InfoWars. Everything here is rigorously tested. We have thousands of testimonials from satisfied customers. Help yourself. Help us. Go to the InfoWars store now, folks.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and Tyler Nixon here for this segment. And gentlemen, I want to get your take on what's happening right now with the classified memo that's about to get dropped and how you have Democrat members of Congress and the DOJ and the FBI freaking out saying, oh my gosh, please don't release the memo. It'll be too damning. It'll look too bad for America. You can't release it. It's too reckless. Don't release it. Don't release it. Roger, to me, that translates with the DOJ saying, please don't expose how criminal we were. Please don't expose how criminal Obama was. Please don't expose us. And that's what this memo is going to basically show. Roger, why do you think the DOJ is freaking out so much about this memo?
Well, I think it's because it's a blueprint of treason. It is the roadmap to the treachery and the corruption of the Obama administration. Look, I'm old enough to remember when Tyler's ancestor, Richard M. Nixon, President of the United States, had an 18 and a half minute gap in the White House tapes, a gap that I don't really believe was done by Rosemary Woods. I think she took the rap for something that General Al Haig actually did quite purposely. But the mainstream media went completely insane. They went nuts demanding his impeachment, his incarceration. Now, with the willful destruction of evidence by the Obama Justice Department and the FBI, what we hear from the Washington Post and the New York Times and CBS and NBC is crickets. Crickets. Where is their outrage? Why are they not coming through our TV screen demanding justice? It's laughable when you see turds like Adam Schiff saying, oh, the American people can't see this memo. They wouldn't understand it. It's too complicated. No, Adam, it's truth. What you're trying to do is conceal the truth. I think you're an accessory myself. Tyler, what do you think?
I think, we're not talking about national security secrets here. This is our government. I mean, this is the corruption of our government. And one of the interesting things is that, of course, that the DOJ is objecting to the release of it and saying, you know, you can't do this. And the House congressional leadership, or Devin Nunes, said, no, we're not going to necessarily let you know what we're doing with this, and we are going to release it. And we're not interested in hearing what you have to say because you're the subjects of our investigation. You're the ones at the root of this. You're the problem. So, you know, we're at a unique position at a crossroads in very many ways. Richard Nixon should live so long as to corrupt the levels of the Department of Justice and our law enforcement system and at the federal level in this country as what we've seen or what we're glimpsing might be the case under the Obama administration and, of course, you know, guided behind the scenes by the hands of the nefarious Clintons.
And it seems to me that that's kind of what's tying all this together, because whenever you're investigating stuff like this, it's, you know, que bono, who's benefiting? And it seems like the Clintons are always benefiting. Hillary Clinton benefits by not getting locked up for the dozens of crimes she commits during the Obama administration. They look the other way. And then on the backside, Hillary Clinton benefits again. Now she's able to run for president. Hillary Clinton benefits again. Now they are trying to destroy Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton's opponent. So it's like, it seems like the Clintons are always benefiting from this. And then, of course, the big overarching thing is how there was all of this collusion inside the Obama administration, not just to make sure Hillary Clinton didn't face justice, but also try to destroy Trump at the same time. Is that how you're reading it, Roger?
Well, it's amazing, Owen, what happened last night at about dinner time when this bombshell story came from the New York Times that revealed that the president had decided back in June to fire Mr. Mueller, and that his counsel, allegedly Don McGahn, had threatened to quit over it. Now, let me say two things. One, Steve Bannon is the source of that New York Times story. I know who the other sources are. I'm not going to name them. And I had not heard that directly from the president, but I had heard it in the circle of Trump friends at the time. I reiterate what I wrote at Stone Cold Truth at InfoWars. The president shouldn't fire Mueller. He should fire Rod Rosenstein, and he should fire him now. Rosenstein is the cause of all this. You see, normally special counsels are appointed when the Justice Department has a defined crime, but there is some conflict in whether they can prosecute it. In this case, Mr. Mueller was given a license for a fishing expedition. So when you say the Justice Department opposes release of the memo, what we're really saying is Rod Rosenstein, the rogue de facto attorney general, because Jeff Sessions sadly is sleeping, is the one who opposes this. Why? Because it exposes his co-conspirators, Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe. The four of them, ironically, are the perps in the Uranium One scandal. These are the four men who covered up the largest treasonous crime in American history. So, Mr. President, you do need to fire somebody, but it's not Mr. Mueller. Not that he doesn't deserve to be fired. He does, and there's certainly probable cause for his termination. But that would only give the whip hand to the nattering nabobs of negativism in the mainstream media. No, fire Rosenstein and then order Jeff Sessions to appoint a special counsel, say Andrew Napolitano or Andrew McCarthy, or Congressman Trey Gowdy, to get to the bottom of Uranium One. At the bottom of that barrel, you will find Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein, and they will all look good in prison stripes.
Yeah, probably a couple more in there, like the John McCain's and the Peter Strokes, etc. Christopher Steele, perhaps. But, you know, Tyler, my thing with this, too, is this is the type of thing that I wouldn't think that they would want to make it to a court or any sort of legal, you know, procedure here, because what they're going to find out is that they were the ones breaking the law. They broke the law that we found out in this FISA document. They were breaking procedural laws. Then we're going to find out on top of that that they concocted this fake dossier for whatever reason that they then used to spy on President Trump. So why aren't they giving this up? Why do you suppose they continue to push this, even though if the rubber actually met the road on this deal, they'd all end up in prison?
You're talking about the Russian collusion?
Yeah. And just everything, the dossier, you know, the rigging the election.
What else are they going to do? This is the worst sort of institutional protectionism that they are engaging in. So it's sort of like all these people are members of the Department of Justice and the FBI. They want to give the impression that that means that they are the institution. And, you know, people are very careful and should separate out the line officers, the agents, and so forth from this corrupted leadership. They want us to think because Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI and he's so forth that he has credibility. No, the entire institution is on the line at this point and frankly should be, because they have been corrupt for years and they have been corrupted from Eric Holder to Lynch back to, I mean, you know, the Bush administration as well. You've looked at the corruption that went on there. I mean, all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover. I think it's time we have and it's great, you know, really it's going to be riveting. It's going to be difficult for the country. All these alphabet soup agencies, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, it's almost like not even an open secret that these agencies are engaged in corrupt activities, in illegal activities, rogue activities, that they're politicized, that they have been co-opted by nefarious political characters, if not people who are just completely outside of constitutional jurisdiction and have no interest and no allegiance actually to the Constitution or to the United States as a constitutional republic, but purely to their power, purely to their ability to manipulate situations, to advantage themselves politically, to pull, you know, fast ones on their for their cronies, I guess you could say, like the whole Russian collusion. This whole thing would never have been able to be cooked up had they not been able to co-opt the levers of power, where you have a deputy attorney general who can pull in the former FBI director who was just interviewed by the president before. I mean, there's so many ways that they have sidestepped ethical conflicts of interest to accomplish this. I can't believe they get away with it, but you know, when you go to the core of it, this is the justice system. They are corrupting essentially the last redoubt that you can have any sort of objective review. Hopefully you see it with the Obama judges, Clinton judges, frankly, who are willing to take an executive order from the president and just write their own law or you know, write essentially anything they want in terms of, you know, what is the president's bailiwick?
Than the entire
system.
Yes,
they're going to, some judge in Hawaii is going to issue an entire national, I mean, look, you know, you might have your problems, as I do, with executive orders, but the bottom line is that when it comes to border security, when it comes to our national defense, you know, that is a legitimate power of the president. To have some judge writing off, you know, a federal judge can do this anywhere, that's absurd. These people have politicized everything, and the system is starting to crash down around them, as it should. And, you know, if it takes destroying it to fix it, so be it.
Roger, take us to break.
All right, there you have it. Owen Schroyer, the brilliant Tyler Nixon, and yours truly, Roger Stone, at the War Room. We'll see you on Monday.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, it's amazing to me that you've got pencil neck Adam Schiff and the DOJ Obama holdovers trying to convince the American public, including CNN and all the fake news there, trying to convince the American public that releasing the memo, the Nunes memo, would be bad for America, would be bad for our institutions, would be bad for the Republic. Well, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm saying, now hold on a second, I think a rogue DOJ is bad for America. I think a rogue FBI is bad for the Republic. I think a biased Department of Justice colluding with the FBI to skirt criminals like Hillary Clinton from the law is bad for America. But they don't think that somehow, Tyler. They want to ignore all that. They want that to continue. They want to shove that under the bed and just tell you, you can't see this memo because you can't handle it.
Think about the leaks that came out from President Trump's, there was one of his conversation with a foreign leader. I didn't hear the outrage. In fact, they were too busy dissecting it and bashing Trump with what was said in that conversation.
All the leaks.
Can you imagine? I mean, what does its message send to world leaders who want to speak frankly with the president of the United States as our leader for foreign policy? That their conversations are not only going to be wiretapped, listened to surreptitiously, the president doesn't know about, nor his people apparently, and then leaked to the media. Yet, you know, nobody says anything. You don't hear the Democrats, you don't hear Schiff or any of these people talking about, oh my God, you know, that's terrible. We shouldn't have the president's wiretapped or the president's being recorded. Yet, you know, this obscure memo that basically reveals institutionalized corruption on a grand scale with
undeniable
this massive spying, surveillance, police state that frankly was revealed by Edward Snowden after James Clapper lied about it to the American people and perjured himself before Congress. You know, this has been going on for years, And nothing's been done. It's like it's exposed. They realize it's illegal. It's criminal in many cases. They've exceeded their boundaries, but nothing gets done. It needs to, you know, if whatever has to come out, I don't care. I would rather we release all confidential, you know, anything you have, and take the risks of, I guess, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, you know, I would rather risk, suffer the problems with too much liberty than too little liberty, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's similarly with these confidential, you know, what is so all fire? I mean, you're not talking about releasing the plans to like nuclear weapons or something like that.
Like Hillary and Bill did.
Exactly. Frankly, selling, you know, technology to the Chinese by the, you know, we forget about that.
Probably ended up in the hands of North Korea.
No doubt. I mean, you know, and killed a lot of, the technology they released helped the repressive Chinese state, with dissidents and so forth. It was like a communications technology. But at any rate, no, I think, you know, this whole penchant for secrecy amongst people who are leakers, you just can't even believe what they have to say anymore. I mean, if they're saying don't release it, to me, it says that means we definitely need to release it. Yeah, because it's going to sum up that 99 pages of gobbledygook that was, it's very, very difficult. If you're an attorney, much less a national security specialist, to understand and read, I think those 4 pages are going to sum it up nicely in a way that is going to blow them away. And, you know, the system needs to be smashed. That's why we have President Trump. That's why we elected him. I mean, yeah, they have these sacred cows. And frankly, they're so duplicitous. They are so, it's always a double game. It's always, you know, in one instance, as we said, the hypocrisy. In one instance, it's, oh my God, you know, they can't release this stuff. And the other, it's, oh great, let's take this latest leak from the president, you know, from the inner circle of the president.
Yeah, it's like, should we release this document? Well, is it going to reflect badly or will it reflect positively on Trump? That's the entire thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll reflect negatively on Trump. Get it out there.
Totally.
We need to see it. Oh, well, this one is going to make Trump look good. He's draining the swamp. No. Can't have it.
It makes a mockery of the idea of confidential information or of, you know, classified information when basically their litmus test is completely a political calculus, whether it hurts President Trump or helps them. So it's like, you know, let's just ignore them. I think any reasonable person could say this is not going to harm anybody. The American people need to know about this stuff. And I say release it and do it right away. And thank God for these core of patriots within the House caucus, you know, the House GOP caucus.
Yeah. They're really putting their
Nunes has been, you know, really
Nunes, Gates, Jordan, the list goes on and on. Gowdy. And, you know, and basically it exposes the Obama administration as not just a hole, but a shif hole. The Obama administration was a shif hole.
A piece of shif.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
So here's the deal. Here on the War Room, myself and Roger Stone have had a campaign. We're calling it Make Congress Great Again 2018. And we're trying to help you, the American people, the voter, be informed about your local elections coming up in the midterms in 2018 so that you can elect a candidate that's going to get behind Trump's agenda and get behind you and the America First agenda. And a couple of those candidates, you're very familiar with them now, is Paul Nealon and Kevin Kavanaugh. And they both join me now. And the story is, It's actually amazing as I'm talking to all of these candidates coming up through the Republican Party. I'm calling it the Trump Party now. And they're kind of keeping me updated on what's going on. And all of a sudden I got this influx of information saying, hey, Owen, the GOP is trying to stymie us. The Republican establishment is doing nothing for us. In fact, they're trying to keep us down. So I was like, wait a second. I got to figure out what's going on here. Let's get both of them on at the same time. And let's kind of cross-reference our stories here to find out what the sabotage campaign is. So Paul Nealon, Kevin Kavanaugh, both joining me now. ElectNealon.com, Kavanaugh4NH.com are their websites. So gentlemen, we'll start with Paul first, but you heard the topic here. Paul, what is going on right now? Obviously, you're going up against one of the main swamp creatures in Paul Ryan up in Wisconsin, but talk about how the GOP and the Republican establishment is treating you as a candidate.
Well, several months ago, we had one of the biggest shindigs here in Wisconsin, and so I'm a declared candidate. They not only didn't not invite me, but when I purchased my own gold-level ticket for $250, they promptly refunded my money to me and told me that I was not welcome there. And that was probably one of the best things they could do, because when people in the district heard that, they said, what do you mean this guy can't come? What's the big secret about Nealon? In fact, I had people say, I was not going to vote for Nealon, and now I'm going to work on his behalf. And so here in Wisconsin, they are trying to keep me off of the news media, unless they're trying to portray me as a racist or an anti-Semite.
And keep in mind, too, on the back end, they're censoring you on social media as well.
That's exactly right. I just got booted off Twitter for basically presenting factual data. And so they suggested what I did was anti-Semitic, which it was not. BuzzFeed wrote an absolutely horrible hit piece, and they uncovered that are you ready for this? I coordinated. Hey, that's what a campaign does. And so they suggested that my use of the phrase Jewish media was anti-Semitic. Well, it's not. I merely showed some pictures of folks who happened to be Jewish in the media, far overrepresented in the media, and in fact, Twitter came back to me and said, there were some reports about these tweets, we've investigated, and there's no problem. You did not, in fact, break the terms of service. And then a few hours later, we believe the ADL got involved, and they gave me a 7-day suspension. And this same thing happened to Chris DiPizzo in, I believe he's either in Ohio or Pennsylvania. He's been booted from Twitter, and Chris DiPizzo merely quoted his GOP challenger. And so I believe this is a coordinated effort to make sure that my voice doesn't get out there. I mean, think about it. Owen, if you said to somebody, African Americans are overrepresented in the National Basketball Association, and somebody called you out and said, that's crazy, and you showed the picture of 5 NBA basketball teams, right? And then they said, well, now you're a racist because you are pointing out that these folks are black. Well, you're neither racist nor anti-Semitic for doing that. You're merely pointing out a fact. It is a fact, right? African Americans are 13% of the population, and they are 90%, 85-90% of the NBA teams.
Well, and it just goes to show you that there's clearly an agenda here to silence conservatives that are running for office. It doesn't even matter what you say. They try to twist and manipulate anything you say so that you're a racist, and then they can just have their excuse to erase you like you never exist. Now, Kevin, you're experiencing a lot from the Republican establishment as well. Kavanaugh4NH.com. Talk about how they've been stymieing your campaign. Hey, I'm sorry. Hold it right there, Kevin. Hold it right there. Let's make sure we got his audio. Guys, do we have his audio? Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
So I needed to correct you, Owen, that Kavanaugh for NH, he's actually a Democrat running in New Hampshire. I'm Kavanaugh. I'm Kavanaugh for Congress. I'm running in Arizona.
Okay, well, so someone from the staff is going to have to pay the piper for that one. Go ahead.
That's right. Their heads are going to roll. But, yeah, so I've been running in District 1, which covers more than half the geography of Arizona. And then Trent Franks exited District 8, leaving the seat open. It's a much smaller district, very dense population. And so I moved over to that district and ran in that district along with a number of other candidates. And what I discovered was with a couple of things. The Secretary of State, the Republican Secretary of State of Arizona, provided all of the candidates with an improper ballot petition where you collect 10 signatures per page and you turn those in and you have to get a minimum of 860 signatures. Well, I gathered 980, so we had a little bit more than we needed, but you're still subject to challenge. And so but there was something missing on the ballot petition. And that was language that included the expiration of the term of the office that was being filled in the special election. It's language that must be included for your petitions to be valid. So I was concerned about a challenge because the military ballots were going out before the expiration of the challenge period. So in other words, my name could be on a military ballot. A military person could vote for me, and I could be challenged off the ballot after they turned in their vote. I wasn't willing to sacrifice any military vote, so I withdrew voluntarily. Well, after I withdrew, I found out some interesting information that, first of all, the military ballots always go out before the challenge. So the information provided to me by the Secretary of State, they emailed me, called me, and said, if you're going to make this decision, you need to hurry because the military
It was sabotaged by misinformation.
Yes. It appears, so I spoke with a lawyer for the Secretary of State, and it appears that either they were completely incompetent in giving out ballots that had the correct, or excuse me, petitions that had the incorrect information, or they were advocating for one candidate. And so it's bad either way. A worst case scenario, somebody could have come along, say, for instance, nobody caught this error. Somebody could have come along and challenged every candidate off the ballot. And you would still have had an election with no candidates on the ballot. So if you search Arizona Secretary of State and incompetence, there's actually a number of news stories, and I hadn't followed all this in the last 4 years. But the Secretary of State really did damage to myself, a potential damage, and a number of other candidates, just regular folks who wanted to get on the ballot, run for Congress, make their voices heard and change the way America works. And this is not good. This is a
No. This is actually incredible. And we're about to go to break here, guys. But basically, so now we've got these two candidates, Paul Nehlen, Kevin Kavanaugh, who are both experiencing the Republican establishment trying to sabotage their campaign. In fact, I mean, it's really not even sabotage. They're trying to act like they don't even exist. They're trying to act like people are running, aren't even there. Don't even have them on the ballot. Don't even invite them to events. Paul Nehlen, Kevin Kavanaugh, never heard of him. Oh, I don't know who he is. Hello, we've been right here the whole time. We have a following. This is incredible. Why doesn't the GOP and the Republican Party fully get behind President Trump to make America great again? It really is shocking. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I'm not surprised that candidates for Congress in 2018 here with the midterms coming up are being stymied and sabotaged by the GOP establishment. And during the break, briefly, Tyler, you were telling me how when you were trying to run, how you had to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you, they are as diabolical and underhanded as any of the worst Democrats, except they just, you know, they come across as much more
wolf in sheep's clothing.
They come across as much more milquetoast and accommodating and, oh, well, you know, we'll get you in there, young man. Just, you know, just wait your turn kind of thing. Yeah. But don't trust anything they have to say. Don't, whatever gifts they come bearing or any deals they want to make with you is just to simply push you aside. To keep you basically on the sidelines forever. They're big on the pecking order. They're big on the, I've waited my turn and so forth. And in Arizona in particular, my brother lives in Arizona. You see John McCain coming out of that system. I think, there's probably a lot of issues. And then of course, you know, in the Paul Ryan being the sort of epicenter of establishment Republican politics nowadays, I think you guys have your work cut out for you, but don't trust anything they bring to you, and certainly know that whatever they say to your face, they have the long knives out for you for sure.
And we're covering Paul Neelan and Kevin Kavanaugh's campaigns right now as they're being stymied by the establishment Republicans. And, you know, Paul, you know, you're dealing with these people trying to act like you don't exist. But, you know, real quick, though, let's get more into, you know, what you want to do when you get elected. And, you know, one of the big things that I liked that you were talking about, Paul, which I think is why the Republicans hate you, is because when you get in, you're not going to do what they tell you. When they say, oh, listen here, Mr. Nealon, we need you to make some phone calls and raise money, you're going to say, go shove it. You didn't help me with the campaign. Why would I help you now?
That's right. If it's not in this book right here,
that's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Right. I have no interest in spending my time raising money. In fact, I'm not even waiting to get elected. I've put together a proposal for this shall not censor legislation so that Americans' free speech will carry over onto social media. You know, if you go on Twitter and you search the hashtag shall not censor, you'll find that proposal that I put out there. And the reason I put that together is because in this day and age, whether you are on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, the three major pieces of social media from 1996, when the Communication Decency Act was put together, they were given Section 230 protections. The social media companies didn't even exist back then, but all websites, you know, if somebody goes into the comments section on InfoWars and says, God forbid, I've got a weapon and I'm going to go do this very specific thing right now with it, you know, a credible threat. Well, InfoWars is held harmless. Same thing with all of the other websites. And so there really is no sector of the economy except for the digital town hall that we see with social media that is protected. And yet, those same social media companies that are being protected by our government are then turning around and censoring us. So whether it's me, whether it's Chris DiPizzo, whether it's your other guests there, censoring them from their God-given free speech rights being carried onto social media, this shall not censor legislation, we have no conservatives, no Democrats that have picked this up yet and said, you know what, Nealon's right. Everybody should have their free speech, and I'm not suggesting unlawful speech because we have laws against that. I'm suggesting that lawful speech get carried on to social media platforms. No,
well, this needs to be instead of Adam Schiff and Feinstein's letter from Congress to Facebook and Twitter, they ought to be sending your letter because your letter actually makes sense where they're trying to censor conservatives. Oh, anyone that tweets out hashtag release the memo is a Russian bot. They can't be real. And you know, Paul is obviously going up against the deep state there with Paul Ryan. But Kevin, I'm just curious. You know, it sounds to me like what you said in the last segment, like all of the candidates in your area right now are kind of being stymied by the GOP. Is that because they don't really have their establishment guy in there yet and they're kind of panicking?
Well, one person did have the correct language, according to the lawyer for the Secretary of State. And that candidate was a former state legislator who worked alongside the Secretary of State a few years ago. So one person did have it right away. They knew that. And I later found that a very savvy candidate knew the law well enough to know that he needed to add that language in. But the other 10 candidates in the primary didn't. But what's beautiful about this election, it's a special election. And in 4 months, we're going to do this all over again. So I have the opportunity to turn right around and run in the fall and make sure my signatures are correct, make sure the military voters are protected in their vote. And this is America. They can't stop us. We are, this is a nation of we the people, citizen legislators. And so we just have to keep fighting, keep doing the right thing.
So wait a second. It sounds to me like you had these candidates that were running that got misinformed by the GOP as far as some of the legal procedures. And then, of course, the one guy who magically wasn't misinformed was the guy that they were trying to roll out. Am I hearing this right?
Yeah. So if I'm a retired police investigator and on a hunch, I would think that it was awfully coincidental that one person had the correct information and the rest of the candidates were allowed to turn in petitions that were incorrect. They would be subject to a challenge and they could be removed off the ballot completely. Well, it just so happens that maybe they expected two or three, but 10 or 12 showed up and made it on the ballot. And, so that would be a very costly challenge to get those other people off, as well as another fellow who in fact got the correct information on this petition for the ballot. So I'm a little suspicious.
Yeah, I think that you have the right to be, as well as the other candidates as well. Real quick, guys, we're running out of time here. I want to give each of you 40 seconds here. Paul, we'll start with you. What do you think about this memo, the Nunes memo that's about to drop, and how do you think that's going to go?
Well, I think it's great that the American public is going to get to see what's really going on in our government. And I think we're going to find that Speaker Ryan is enmeshed in this. I've been saying this for a while. Paul Ryan is funded with Paul Singer money. Paul Singer was involved in this dossier, if you recall, at the Washington Free Beacon prior to the Democrats getting involved with it. So I think the Never Trump camp is going to cause as much trouble for Donald Trump and has been for quite some time. We're going to find out in that memo.
Yeah, I think that memo is going to be very damning, and it might even bring down some heroes on the left and possibly the right, too. Kevin, what are your thoughts on the memo getting released?
Well, I think it's important that the American public understand that there are elements in the United States government, in the FBI, other places, that are acting in a way that damages the United States Constitution. It damages free and fair elections. They're trying to undo a lawfully elected president, and it's disgraceful. And we have to have trust in our law enforcement agencies that they're going to do the right thing all the time. And I'm afraid that the American people have significantly lost trust in the leadership of the FBI. I know numbers of rank and file FBI members.
I think that this memo is only going to make it worse. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Again, it's electneeland.com, KavanaughForCongress.com. These are the type of individuals we need in our Congress if we want a Congress that's going to make America great again and have the president's back. We'll be right back with more of The War Room.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate
alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free. 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Troyer, Tyler Nixon with you, and we are also joined by Jordan Sather, and this was a guest, actually, that Tyler really wanted to get on to talk about some of the tech end of this stuff that's going on with the deep state, the space programs, and everything. So, Tyler, why don't you kind of drive us this segment and let the audience know what we'll be talking about.
Sure. Jordan Sather is the proprietor, I guess you'd say, of Destroying the Illusion, which is, I guess, a platform that he created to bring together, to aggregate, I think, a lot of different tidbits and pieces of information out there. He was the first one who I saw discussing QAnon, actually, and all the information that's coming out through QAnon via 4chan and so forth. But another thing has been also what's called exopolitics, larger exo, meaning like outside the earth politics, like the notions that, eventually we will probably advanced to being able to leave planet Earth. You've seen a lot of reports in almost constant over the last few years about unidentified objects in the air, and Tucker Carlson.
It really has increased too. I don't know if that's just it's increased being reported on or if they've actually increased, but it's as far as like stories and seeing stuff, it has increased.
Strange stuff that's gone on. Tucker Carlson actually did a full segment on UFOs, I guess, for lack of a better term. And, they're real. There are objects. And what I think the government ultimately concluded is that, even in their own investigations, which I believe were shut down in 1969, at least the ones that were public.
Quote, unquote,
shut down. Exactly. Right. Project Blue Book, which, the ones that were swamp gas and so forth and mass hysteria, but it's probably about 5% that they could not figure out what it was. And, these are solid actual objects that are in the air. Now, there's a lot of speculation that these are actually our own Defense Department's, black projects, like way advanced beyond anything we could imagine at this point. Some people even say that we've actually captured or retrieved extraterrestrial technology and have reverse engineered it. So there's a lot of theories out there. And I think there's a lot of technology that's in the air and that's been seen that we can't describe. The Phoenix Lights in 1997, called the Phoenix Lights, was a giant, literally humongous triangular object that apparently floated over most of Arizona and over actually Phoenix, Arizona, witnessed by tens of thousands of people. The government, of course, poo-pooed it, and there was no explanations. Nobody wanted to answer anybody.
And who knows, maybe we even have a little bit of secret space technology in our pockets right here with the smartphone and the facial recognition and everything. So Jordan Sather is the guest. His YouTube channel is Destroying the Illusion. Jordan, when you heard President Trump say that we're going to discover the secrets of the universe together, the secret technologies, he said that in his inaugural address. What were you thinking?
Oh my gosh, I heard that one sentence come out, the secrets of the universe unlock the mysteries of what we're dealing with here, and I was so excited hearing that sentence come out of his mouth. It was amazing. And if anybody could be the disclosure president, I think it might be him.
Yeah, sir. Go ahead. I was going to say certainly. Well, Jordan, I wanted to bring you on because you have been looking into a lot of the black budget. I mean, this relates to government accountability as well. And I think we've talked about disclosure of this simple memorandum, a 4-page memorandum. God only knows the technology that the Defense Department is developing. And you'd like to, you know, think that they take seriously the defense of our country, but they're also developing in many ways some weapons that are chilling, if you believe some of the weapons that have been developed, especially with regard to like drones and things like that. You know, the robotic sort of the Skynet possibility where we'll have, you know, robots that would end up killing people, going out of control and artificial intelligence. Can you just run through, I guess give us your sense of what you've started to come across in terms of the scale of money that's unaccounted for. We had discussed this last time you were on. You know, trillions of dollars, what you think it's gone to, where it is now, and what are some of the novel projects and novel technologies you think are out there?
Absolutely. And at least in terms of money, we can kind of go through the past couple decades and see the growth of it. Because, for instance, the day before 9/11, we had Donald Rumsfeld testifying on the congressional floor to $2.3 trillion. Missing, quote, missing from the Department of Defense budget. And of course, the next day, 9/11 happened for whichever reason by whoever done it, and that was forgotten about. Fast forward approximately 14 years from 9/11, $2.3 trillion, we had an inspector general report come out in 2015, labeling that up to $6.5 trillion. So $2.3 trillion day before 9/11, 2015, up to $6.5 trillion. And now just recently, last month, I believe, there was some researchers from Michigan State University who came out and said, well, due to their findings show it up to $21 trillion. So there is trillions and trillions of dollars missing from the Defense Department budget. And of course, we can speculate as to where it goes, but we can say that it goes into black projects, you know, and whether these black projects are up in space, different secret space programs, or even below our feet. There's a lot of speculation as to what are called deep underground military bases, or DUMs for short. So this money's going somewhere. That's the key. And then finding out where it goes and getting that disclosed is absolutely crucial.
Well, and I'll just say this, because I've actually looked into this before and I kind of look at both sides of the aisle. And whenever you, specifically when you refer to the Rumsfeld $2.3 trillion before 9/11, the common response is, well, that doesn't mean the money was missing. You know, that just means that in the bookkeeping, they couldn't find it, and they just had to adjust their system so that they could locate the money. Okay, well, let's say that that is true. It's still $2.3 trillion. You would think they'd want to locate it, and they never did.
Absolutely. And now, beautiful enough, this year we finally have the first Department of Defense audit officially underway. And at the very
first... Wow, I didn't even know that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. That's why I think this administration, this, you know, alliance we have right now is going to be uncovering a lot of great things. They're doing some good things for humanity. And this DOD audit that's now underway, so one of the first things they showed was all of this missing money going into these helicopters that they can't even find. They don't know where they are. So there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out from this audit, and I am very interested to see as what technologies especially they're going to be finding.
Where is that process with that audit right now? I mean, are they close to shutting the books on it, or are they still trying to get everything accounted for?
No, it's just in the beginning. I do believe that they want the report to come out in November of this year. So there's still a lot of time and a lot of books they have to go through, and I believe there's thousands of people working on this first audit.
So it sounds to me like that will be something more revealed in probably Trump's third year, even, is what it sounds like to me. Tyler, anything else?
Yeah, no, I think it's almost impossible. I mean, if they couldn't account for it in the first place, like, what are they going to reconstruct? You know what I mean? It's like, it seems almost a fool's errand ultimately to do it. I mean, I think they should try to reconstruct and find out where the money is, what it is, what's missing. But if they're purposefully hiding projects, if they're purposefully hiding, you know, black budgets, you'll they're not going to uncover it anyway. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So on the other side of, you know, we're getting ready to go to a break here. But on the other side, I wanted Jordan to discuss a little bit about the disclosure project, but also the novel technologies that exist out there that have been developed or are being developed by the Defense Department that could potentially involve, as I said, you know, retrieved extraterrestrial technology. God only knows. We don't know. They can't find money. Who knows what else is hidden?
Yeah, you reverse engineer it. And then another thing, if we have time, I'm wanting to know, are all of the UFOs being spotted and the weird light shows and all this weird stuff, the unexplained noises, is there something to that? I mean, that's a story that seems to be continuing to trend and getting more attention. We'll be right back with more of The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, Frank! Do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank! I need your help, Frank!
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Just throw this out there. Jake Tapper is a little schoolboy bitch. Okay, welcome back to the War Room. Did I say that out loud?
I don't know. I thought I heard something.
Did I say that out loud? Were we live yet?
Disembodied voice in the studio.
I'm so sorry. That was supposed to be in private. That was supposed to be in private. My apologies to Jake Tapper and friends because that was not supposed to go on air. But I'll tell you what is supposed to go on air is us, and it's only possible with you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I got to tell you, when we kicked off the show, I had a little bit of a runny nose, a little bit of throat scratchiness, and boom, hit the new pollen block right here, the brand new pollen block at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off the new product pollen block, and this is a great way to support your seasonal immune system against seasonal allergies and promote healthy sinus functioning. And it's 50% off right now, one of the latest products at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about Immune Wall also. That is a great product to pair with Pollen Block. Immune Wall is a new formula that is 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then another huge combo pack that's on sale if you're trying to stay up and up as far as your health is concerned is the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack. And that is Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2. So that's the pure vitamin B12 and the pure nascent iodine. Vitamin B12 is huge for absorption. And then, of course, Survival Shield X2, huge to make sure that your thyroid is functioning properly and to fight the negative effects of the fluoride that they put in the water that then gets into the food, into when you shower, when they feed and water animals. So it's really just an unbeatable thing now. And that's why we have products at InfoWarsStore.com to give you an outlet to beat it. And, you know, it's amazing as we have Jordan Sather on air to talk about all of the secret technologies and the advanced technologies. Well, we've got the advanced nutraceuticals. We have the secret advanced technology of nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why they get such high ratings. That's why we're so successful. And that's how we're able to stay independent and not have anyone telling us what to say, how to say it, or when and where to be. That's how InfoWars operates, and you make it possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I thank everybody for making it possible. And as long as you support us, we're going to continue to expand, folks. You're already seeing the fruits of your support. So, Tyler, you had some issues that you wanted to hear Sather comment on in this final segment. Take it away.
Yeah, interestingly, actually, Jordan is a nutrition specialist and probably could comment on some of the, you know, the excellent products that InfoWars is offering.
Hello, well, I don't want to say
nutrition specialist per se, okay. But Jordan, how would you describe yourself in terms of what you do, you know, in terms of personal training, things like that? What give us a little insight into your background there?
I basically try to take all knowledge that I feel like humans need to know to really empower themselves and give it to them. So I initially started in the healthcare field learning about pharmaceutical corruption, what we can do to optimize our own minds and bodies. And that naturally led into finding out all kinds of other corruption going on in this world and down a lot of other rabbit holes. So I'm pretty big picture. I try to connect all the dots.
So getting back into this, the exopolitics and the technologies disclosure project, why don't you give us your sort of overview of what you think the technologies are that exist? That are, that you have, you know, the best evidence you've seen that would blow your mind if we saw them, that were, completely off the charts.
Well, this takes us back decades, surprisingly, even back to the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. You know, of course, there's Nikola Tesla, famously, where he was delving into what he called radiant energy and even anti-gravity or the repulsion of gravity. And Tesla's work, of course, much of it is missing, taken from his apartment when he died in 1943. And a little dot to connect there, Trump's uncle, Donald Trump's uncle, was one of the men who was involved in the taking of Nikola Tesla's papers. So I wonder what Donald Trump actually knows, how much he's aware of. And then we also have T. Townsend Brown. And T. Townsend Brown was a man who in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s was doing experiments with metal discs. And he would take high voltage electricity and actually make the discs levitate with this. And T. Townsend Brown's research also ended up in the hands of the military-industrial complex. So these are just two names among many that we can point to decades ago where their research, literally anti-gravity or electrogravitics more properly termed, ended up in the hands of the military. So taking $20+ trillion and 6, 7, 8 decades of time, you can just imagine. I mean, that's enough to literally build what breakaway civilizations even. So you can just let your imagination run wild with that one.
You know, there's been talk over the years of suppression of technologies that have been developed, like free energy, technologies that have come to the fore. There's been a number of inventors who've actually died mysterious deaths who were developing things along the lines of either cold fusion or, just, you know, generally free energy. Why don't you address that a little bit? You know, anybody stands out to you?
Absolutely. There's a lot of names. Famously, one of them is Stan Meyer. And Stan Meyer was a man who was making cars run on pure water. And he's one example of a death where he had met with NATO officials actually at a Cracker Barrel restaurant. And he took a sip of a drink and he ran out of the restaurant holding his neck saying, "They poisoned me." And that's actually in the police report itself. And then you mentioned cold fusion. There's the work of Dr. Eugene Maloev, who, again, mysteriously died in 2004. And he was doing research trying to blow the whistle on cold fusion being a reality in creating clean, limitless energy. So, again, just two names of many that we can point to.
Yeah, and I think the globalists, this, you know, getting back to the big picture and sort of the InfoWars mission, is the globalists who want to control humanity, who want to suppress humanity, do not want free energy. They want man enslaved to this, their economic system, which is, you know, a pyramid, obviously. They sit atop it. And the idea of unleashing us from the need to generate energy to go mining the earth to actually burn fuels into the air. You know, that's why the whole sort of carbon trading system and all this stuff. I mean, if you were to liberate humanity from the need to generate energy, each person had the ability to do that, you know, limitlessly. Who knows? There would be no need for these large, sort of authoritarian systems in place. So it's really, it would be a game changer. Disclosure. That's the last thing I think I want you to hit. This is a project by Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer. This is military and intelligence officials who have come out and said, yes, we witnessed these, you know, objects or these, phenomena that occurred. Why don't you give us your take on that? And where do you think it's headed? Do you think we are going to have disclosure? Maybe President Trump will be the one to announce that, yes, we are not alone.
He is. He could be the one, but ultimately I believe disclosure comes from us. And like you said, there are different projects and many different witnesses and examples we have of people coming forward to tell the truth. And if you want to find that truth, you can. One of the men famously who's recently come forward goes by the name of William Tompkins. And William Tompkins was a man who had worked in a secret think tank for Douglas Aircraft Company, Douglas Aircraft at the time, later McDonnell Douglas. And he was working in a think tank called Advanced Design for about 12 years, from 1951 to about 1963. And he was working on projects for the United States Navy to build various spacecraft with unconventional propulsion schemes, is what it was termed at Douglas in the think tank at the time. And not only was he doing this, but before that, he worked for Naval Intelligence for 4 years during World War II, where he was literally debriefing naval spies that were embedded in various German secret aerospace programs. And they were bringing back all kinds of technology, information, and schematics and things like that. And he was the person disseminating this research to, for instance, China Lake and other naval research laboratories to develop. So lots of people have come forward with their testimonies, with their experiences, and a lot of that information is already out there.
So you do a daily video, or almost daily. Tell everybody where they can find you and check out your, check out those videos summarizing, you know, the day's events. Cause you do a lot of current day, you know, it's not just the background, technology and things like that. You bring together a lot of good information in very digestible ways.
Totally. Yeah. That's exactly what I try to do is connect a lot of dots, especially current events. And a lot of things we need to relearn by way of history. And you can find me on YouTube at Destroying the Illusion is the name of the channel. So go there, and it's pretty much daily videos. And yeah, there's that. And you can also go to my website, jordansather.com in the meantime. Soon to be DestroyingTheIllusion.com.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out for myself because, you know, I've been noticing a lot more reports of strange lights in the sky, objects in the sky, noises. Nobody seems to know what's going on. It seems to be increasing. So I'm sure that you've been covering that as well. There goes Jordan Sather from DestroyingTheIllusion.com. Tyler Nixon, thank you so much for joining us in studio this week. Ladies and gentlemen, this week was crazy. But enjoy this weekend and buckle up because next week is going to be a wild ride. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer. You stay classy.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/